Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the traveling Built Ford Tough Studio here at DJ's in Belmar, a kickoff to summer party 2025. Thanks to Nielsen Dodge, Chef IQ, Slomans, Yingling, Surfside, Calandra's Bakery, Cash App, Flag and Anthem, and Wendy's, and they got their tent set up here. If you haven't checked them out yet, make sure you do that. What's really special about this year's kickoff to summer is we have a real legitimate country superstar joining us and is going to perform for everybody once we're done, which is as great as it gets, and that is Chris Lane, who joins us right now. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing awesome, and this is something we do every single year, and this year it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and having you here is really special. So I got to ask you, though, as a accomplished number one country music artist, this kid who just played up here, was that something else or what?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, marrying sports and country music while we're right here on the daggone beach, there's nothing better than that.
Dude, it really is the best, man. You're speaking my language. And golf, too, by the way, and I know you like to play.
Huge golfer. Daggone it, let's go tee it up after this.
I am.
Well, he is golfing. Yes. I will say, you know, Chris, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you here. You know, he says to me, he goes, you guys do this every weekend? And I'm like, no. We do this once a year, and it's a very special time of year, especially for all of us down here on the shore of New Jersey. Have you ever been down here before?
Definitely been down here. I'm trying to think. I've probably played many a shows down
PNC
here.
PNC Art Center, maybe, I would think, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be, this is like your fan base. These guys love country music.
Yeah.
They're here to see us, but they're here to see you as well.
Do we have some country music fans?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So you got the new album coming out June 20th, which is my anniversary. I was just reminded I better make plans for that. Maybe I'll go under a shade tree and propose again. Shade Tree's a new album coming out June 20th. You got to be fired up for that.
Man, I am. I'm so excited for that. I feel like every artist says this when we're putting out new music. But I truly believe this is the best music I've ever written and soon to be released. So I'm very excited for that and can't wait for people to hear it.
You know, the important thing, you just said that you wrote the music. You wrote, I think, what, 8 out of the 12 tracks? Is that right?
Yeah, 8 out of the 12 tracks.
I mean, how long does it take to write a song that actually, that you think is going to actually make it and is going to be widely approved?
Yeah, it can differ from song to song. Like one of my biggest hits, Big Big Plans, that took 3 separate times to sit down and finish that song. But one of my current favorite ones that's on this record that's out right now is called What Am I Supposed to Tell the Dog? And that song took 30 minutes to write.
You know, that could be his life.
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my dog. I have a dog that's got, like, human tendencies. I don't know if you ever have one
Same.
Of these dogs.
I got one
And
of
I'm just waiting in one day to just be like, good morning. And I'm like, oh, my God, you do speak. So what am I going to tell the dog is right up my alley as well. So, all right.
you just finished up the tour, sold out arena tour with Rascal Flatts.
Yep.
I mean, when so growing up, Chris Lane, young man, sold out arena. Like, do you still pinch yourself thinking back to, like, man, I've really made it playing in front of this many people with Rascal Flatts, and I'm playing my own music, which is awesome. What is it like?
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. You know, I didn't play music my entire life. In fact, I grew up playing football, baseball, played college baseball, always assumed that I would be playing for the Mets or Yankees one day.
Yeah, somehow I don't see that. You could say the Atlanta Braves if you'd like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that's where you actually live in Nashville now, right?
Yeah, Nashville. So we're but from North Carolina, so naturally grew up a huge Braves fan.
Are you a Dukie or a Tar Heel?
I'm a Tar Heel.
You are a Tar Heel. What do you think of Bill Belichick?
Man, I'm excited to see what kind of happens.
Yeah. Well, are you excited about what you've seen happen?
Yes.
I mean,
yes and no.
It's wild.
It is wild.
So, I mean, not to go into all the scandalous stuff about it, but like as a fan, you see all this off-the-field stuff going on. Does it worry you at all? Or,
I mean, yes and no. Yeah. He's obviously a great coach, knows how to win, so I think he'll step into the program and make a difference. We'll see, though.
I'm sure, though, if I was a UNC fan, I'd be like, this guy was, like, the greatest coach ever.
Yeah.
No drama. I mean, okay, maybe a Deflategate or whatever, but no drama off the field. Mm-hmm. Now he becomes my head coach, and we got to deal with this crap.
It is
That's
crazy.
What I'd be saying. You know, but the thing about it is, Chris, that I was telling Gio this, that when Colorado hired Deion Sanders, they were one of the worst college football programs in all of college football.
Yeah.
Immediately hire him. He brings his son there, of course. They have a modicum of success. But now everybody's talking about Colorado. I would say even with all of this controversy surrounding Coach Belichick, he's still one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NFL football coach of all time. I mean, it does bring, actually, attention to the school. I mean, I know it's negative
attention,
but you know eyeballs are going to be on every single one of your games. And if he gets out to a winning start, That's all that's really going to matter.
Yeah, and that's winning cures everything.
It does. Yeah, even a 24-year-old girlfriend makes headlines, I guess. Winning will cure that too, believe it or not. I would say that is winning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, it
exactly,
depends.
Exactly.
So we're here with Chris Lane, who's going to perform for everybody once our show is done. Shade Tree is coming out on June 20th, so make sure that you look for that. Summertime, boat time, golf course, be playing Shade Tree out there. Are you a music on the golf course guy, or are you someone that needs to be nice and quiet and concentrated?
100%. Got to have music playing.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Of course. I mean, are you kidding me? We have to have it. And if it's silent now, I feel weird. Like, I'm not at the Masters. I want to play some freaking music.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So what do you play out there? Do you play country, or do you go with something different?
It kind of depends on the mood for the day. But, yeah, a lot of 90s country's played. A lot of Kenny Chesney gets played.
Hell yeah.
I've got this Jimmy Buffett playlist that plays, but it's got
Jimmy Buffett on the golf course.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could take that. I don't know. I don't think I can.
I don't think I can.
I will just say this, as Gio and I do play quite a bit together, I have to kind of get through all that because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But I would say we probably play predominantly country.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, no, 100%. That's what it is. Now, and the boom in country music, because you don't normally think like Long Island, New Jersey, New York country music, but there has been a humongous boom in country music, especially out in the suburbs where I live on Long Island. I'll say that 90% of the people that I play golf with on Long Island are playing country, where 20 years ago that was not happening.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
We love hearing that.
And that's why we need a full-blown country music station back in New York,
exactly.
By the way.
Exactly.
That's
what we need.
By the way, The playlist is Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, David Lee Murthy, and Kenny Chesney.
There you go.
Chris Lane, of course, Lanco, Old Dominion, Creedence Clearwater, George Baker. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson.
I love that.
Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, of course. I mean, Kane Brown, Chris Young. I mean, Old Dominion, Zach Brown Band. Is that good?
Hey, that's
that
incredible.
Works. Yeah, so you're in very good company, and you obviously raised the level of that company.
Yeah, do you know a man who works with Luke Bryan named Dustin by any chance?
Dustin.
Dustin.
Sure I do.
Dustin. Because this,
you know a last name?
I don't. I just was down in Nashville once, and this man worked with Luke Bryan. He showed me every nook and cranny of that city. Like,
alleyways to places and getting in and all. He had this like Louisiana drawl, and there would be a line of like 100,000 people outside of a bar, and he'd go up to the security person and go, "Morning in the morning," and they'd open it up and we'd go right through. I mean, what awesome. What a place. Like, so living there, and I'm obviously you're a family man now, you're probably not going out all the time, but like, what is Nashville life for Chris Lane right now?
Yeah, I don't get a chance to go out a whole lot, especially when I've been out on the road for 3 or 4 days a week. I come home and my wife needs a break, so the boys are mine.
Oh, okay. Yes. How many now? How many kids now?
A 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay, all right.
Grinding.
Good time to be out on the road.
Yeah. I will say this. The only chance that I get to play golf is when I'm out on the road. So I'm looking far in advance and trying to set up golf as often as I can when I get out on the road.
I mean, I think we're the same guy. We're just born in different places.
Yes.
I think that's really what it is.
Doing different things.
Yeah, I play country music so I can golf.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing a radio show now. Yeah. are you playing in New Jersey anywhere while you're here?
No, it's just an in and out. Okay. I'm going on vacation tomorrow, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. Don't say where you're going, but I hope it's somewhere warm and beautiful.
Oh, yeah, down there in Florida. The weather looks 86 and sunny. So
he's going from Nashville to Florida.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm going from New Jersey to Long Island.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it'll warm up at some point. I saw some blue sky earlier. So something I like to ask, you know, people who have success in music is like knowing when a hit is a hit and not knowing when a hit is a hit. And a lot of guys will say, listen, I knew right away that this one was it. For example, like Big, Big Plans, you know, you said you were really working on that one. Did you know it was going to go number one, or did it surprise you a little bit?
That's a great question. For that song in particular, it was a song that I wrote just for to propose to my wife. I actually didn't even plan on putting that song out, but I put it to the video of me proposing, and it kind of just blew up and naturally happened that way. And not only did I plan on putting it out, it ended up being a number one for me and a career-changing song, but... Yeah. I would say the biggest song in my career, a song called I Don't Know About You, I had no idea that that song would end up 5 or 6 times platinum and be a number one for me.
Yes.
So we can guess at what we think people will like, but we just never truly
know.
There's
probably one on the other side where you're like, people liked it, but I thought it was going to go number one, and it didn't.
Yeah, right? Yeah, 100%.
Well, the amazing thing, you're right, Big, Big Plans, and here we are years later, those plans have actually come true.
Yes.
Yeah,
even wrote into the song, too, I bet we'll take our kids down there one day, not knowing that we'd not have but one but two now.
Oh, they're going to Disney. You're not going to Disney, are you?
No, not yet.
Okay. Speaking of that, I was on a golf trip. You'll like this. So I'm on a golf trip, and I'm at this place in Orlando, and I turn around, and I'm like, wait a second, that's Jason Aldean. So he has his kids there, and I'm like, tell me you're going to Disney. And he's like, I am. And I was like, my wife is coming down, and we're going to go to the Grand Floridian. But I'm here with my boys now, so I got it better than you for once. I'm on a golf trip, and you're here with your family. So go screw, Aldean. Go screw.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, yeah, you're not too young for Disney right now. Too young.
Yes.
But you'll do it. You'll do it.
We'll eventually do it.
Yeah, but, it's a rite of passage.
Let me just tell you something. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've accomplished, when you got kids, you got to go to Disney. It's just a rite of passage.
I don't care who you are.
And you got to deal with it. You got to stand it. Well, don't stand in lines. Buy the VIP pass. You can afford it.
I'm just going to send my wife, and I'll go golf.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So the most memorable live show you've ever done.
Wow. Okay, I would say for me, as someone who played college baseball and always dreamed of playing professionally, I was on tour with Florida Georgia Line at the time. Nelly, Backstreet Boys were a part of this. And we played Fenway.
Get out of here.
Wrigley Field, Target Field, and a few others. So being able to play my music in a Major League Baseball stadium was pretty daggone cool.
All right, so you're a couple years younger than me. You're a Braves fan. So do you remember vividly, like, the 1999?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, so the Kenny Rogers walking in the final run, those teams. Like, so that's where you were at. Like, you were locked in there.
We were locked in. We got to find a way to get back there.
Oh, come on. You just won a couple years ago.
I agree.
God's sake.
We suck this year, man.
Well, no, you know, you are
a little better.
Wait, you are in Mets country, just so you know.
I mean,
the Yankees and Mets. And our bugaboo has been the Atlanta Braves for as long as I can remember.
Oh, I can't stand him.
I mean, we hate you guys.
I mean, Chipper Jones, I respect because he named his kid Shea, And, like, he had a healthy, even though he beat the brakes off of us every year, like, he had a healthy respect for the Mets. Was he your favorite player back then?
Yeah, definitely one of them. In fact, in my new song that just came out, Shade Tree, is a little nod to Chipper Jones in the second verse.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I mean, how could you not love that guy? So, I mean, those teams, my God.
That pitching staff.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, now that I know we've been talking a lot about golf, but I get to play in a lot of these pro-ams, so I've got to hang out and play golf with all of these guys. In fact, a Met I've become friends with has been Jeff McNeil.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's a great player.
He's a crazy good golfer.
Yeah. And so are you, by the way, aren't you? You're I'm two or three handicap or something like that.
I'm pretty good till I step out the cart and start playing.
I think he's actually very – I know he's good because he's humble about it.
Well, number one, he's North Carolina, you got to believe you're playing golf every day, right?
Yeah, athlete.
Athlete.
Yeah,
right. Now he can go anywhere he wants because, you know, he's Chris Lane. But this is a pretty good life. And you can play on any golf course. Do you have a favorite golf course that you like to play on?
Man, there's been a lot that I've been able to play on.
Have you played
here.
Augusta?
I've done Augusta three times.
Oh, you beat him. He only did it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty special. A lot of fun to be able to go out there and do that. I've never done that one, and that is one that I 100% would absolutely love to.
Yes.
What about Bethpage Black, where the Ryder Cup is?
Bethpage Black, I just played out there last year, and then I'm set up again to play, when is that? June 20th, I think it is.
When the album comes out, you're going to be at Bethpage Black?
Listen to this. These are 2 days that I remember this because of this. My album comes out June 20th. And I'm playing in Wantagh, New York that day.
Wantagh.
So, I set up Bethpage Black. And then the very next day, I'm playing in Rochester, New York, and I'm playing Oak Hill.
Wow.
Nice.
It's a good way to celebrate a record release.
But we'll promote it now because we got Long Islanders here, too. So where in Wantagh? You know the name of the place or just?
Brandon. Do you know where I'm playing in Wantagh? Oh, yeah, Mulcahy's. Mulcahy's. That's what it is.
Okay. Mulcahy's, all right, right around late June, so check it out. Yes. It's a really, really cool venue to play. So awesome. All right, well, I know you got to get ready. It's great talking to you, and we'll let it go.
It's great to meet you,
Chris.
Thanks,
man. Hey, great to meet you as well. Thanks for having me
on. Can't wait for the show. Chris Lane, everybody, make sure you stick around. When we're done, I know you all will because most of you are here for him and not us anyway. So anyway, he'll be performing in just a little bit. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. We got Jerry back up here. I also want to talk to John Fox, who's WCBS FM, who took off his morning show to be here with us. So it shows you the pecking order at Odyssey. Just want to say that, you know. But yeah, it's because you love us. We'll talk to John coming up next as well. We'll be right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right back.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo live from DJ's Jersey Shore kickoff to summer 2025. It's been an amazing day. It's been crazy. I'm going to look at the radar, though, because you could feel like a little drop in temperature. And I'm a weather guy, John. I don't know if you knew that. I love the weather. By the way, John, you obviously know John Boomer. I'm introducing him like he's Chris Lane. You haven't met him before. John Fox.
Great to meet you.
CBS FM. So John does mornings at CBS FM, and he's been working his ass off for us in this show, getting Chris Lane here, getting the DJ here. He, of course, was running New York's country back in the day and then decided he needed to get in front of a microphone because he's got this massive ego. He's just
That's
a massive ego. He couldn't be behind the scenes anymore. He needed everybody to know who he was. So.
And then I had to wind up back on the radio, you know, on 101.1 CBS FM.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
But I do it. I got a love for country music, and New York's country 94.7 is still its thing on the HD side. And the partnership with WFAN and you is just incredible. And I mean, look at this crowd. Memorial Day weekend, the place is packed. Country music, sports, the Jersey Shore. Let's go.
Yeah, so you know what's great? You're number one. You know, they say P1 in the business of someone who listens the most. And your P1 is Al's dog.
Oh, great.
Al leaves on CBS FM
for
hours at a time because his dog, Whimsy, loves 80s music.
She loves 80s. Yeah, when I go to work, I leave by about 2:30. I put it on the stream until noon every day.
I love that.
Hardcore listener.
Yeah, drive those listening hours for me, man.
She loves it. You know? She just loves 80s and Michael Jackson, Madonna, Billy Joel, all that stuff.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, great, Bon Jovi. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're number one in 10-year-old greyhounds.
In 10-year-old greyhounds. They say sometimes that's all you need is one greyhound and you win, you know?
Exactly.
That's it. You only need one.
And Al Dukes is one. 100%.
So how's the show going, man? I know technically competitors, but I mean, you know, we love to support our guys. So how's the show going in the morning over
there? Listen, the show's going great. I wonder how the Greyhound does at the 30-second song challenge that we play every day in the morning, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. But no, the show's great, and I know from time to time, you know, I would see you in the garage in the morning, and then I know this is fine. I'm glad that I'm on the show for once now, because there's been plenty of times where I think I've come up on your program time to time.
Of course, yeah.
But no, listen, you know, doing morning radio in New York, and of course on a legendary radio station like 101.1, it's incredible. Then just off stage over here, we're talking about how, you know, Sunday we watched Boomer doing football, and I'd be in the elevator with him on Monday morning looking at him like, what is my life, and how did I get here, and how am I playing the best songs on the radio, hanging out with some of the greatest people life? I mean, I just want to say one thing,
when we do run into each other in the elevator early in the morning, you never say anything, and I appreciate that. I really do. You just go, hey, good morning, and that's it.
That's it. And I, you know, because I feel like that's our zone. You know, you don't need to be doing anything else other than I acknowledge you, have a great day. I call him the Boom, too, so I don't know. I'm just like, hey, Boom, see you tomorrow, Boom. I just saw him the other day and the door's closing. But that's it. You know, that morning time, too, it's time to just focus, get in the zone, because this is it. You know, you got to get here and make the connection. And
how long have you been doing it?
Doing radio?
Yeah.
About 25 years.
The early morning shift?
No, now really mornings. I've only done mornings for about 2.5 years.
Right.
I've been on the radio now, though, for, you know, about 25 years. I've typically done nights, afternoons. I've always filled into mornings. And then really my first morning show job, following Scott Shannon on 101.1. And here it is. And then even, you know, I came to New York in 2012 at 95.5 PLJ, and we would come down and do the kickoff for so many years down here at the Shore. So being here today, too, is bringing back all those memories. And, you know, we did this, too, a couple years ago, too, with Russell Dickerson. So
nice. That's great.
It's incredible. And what you two do is, it's unbelievable. To come on a show like this, you know, I talk a third, a fraction, I should say an eighth of the time that you actually talk. This is the most I'm talking on the show right now, you know, because I talk in between songs and we're just having a good time and that's what we do.
You know, do us a favor, just keep talking.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Listen,
it's been a long day.
I'll come be a part of the show every single day, you know?
Yeah, for the same money. That's what they'll pay you.
That's
the
exactly same what it is. Bring it on.
So, speaking of elevators, this is where jogged my memory. You mentioned Scott Shannon. Scott Shannon, I used to end up at the elevator with him all the time. We'd show up at the same time. And he could not get over that Al would host a show on WFAN and knew nothing about sports. So every day, he's like, I don't know how they did it. They gave that guy a sports show. He doesn't know a goddamn thing about sports. And he thought it was the funniest thing. He's like, how the hell is this guy doing an hour long? And I'm like, Scott, I was like,
That's the point.
But he loved it. He was like, that guy's a weirdo. But like, the experience that you're having with Boomer in the elevator, I'm having like, you know, one of the most legendary personalities in New York radio history. Yeah. It's pretty cool thing where we work. So this is going to be a huge show with Chris Lane, who you've had a relationship with, and without you, he wouldn't be here today. So that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Yeah, well, no, it's great. And, you know, thanks to, you know, Brand and his team as well. But that's the one thing about country music too. And I think, you know, the country music fan knows you're so connected to the music, the lifestyle. It's just part of your thing. And I remember, I mean, years ago, Chris Lane coming into my office, sitting on the couch, playing me the song Fix, telling me his story that we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Next thing you know, he's selling out, just like you said, you know, PNC, he's doing Jones Beach, he's on tour with Rascal Flatts. So country music is really something that, you know, it's in your blood and you get to see it happen. But, you know, you just saw Chris Lane up here. I mean, that's what it's about. He's a good dude. He loves sports. And then really, the interesting too, the sports connection in country music is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think country music is really the soundtrack to some of the best times in life.
Yeah, I got to ask you, though, there's a question, because Al and I talk about this. So we all know that, you know, Morgan Wallen's the guy right now. He puts out an album with how many songs on it?
37 songs.
37 songs he puts out on the album. I mean, I guess he could do whatever he wants now, but is that like a smart thing to do?
I say, yeah, why not, right? If you could do it, do it. And I think, I forget the real stats, so you can't quote me on this, but I feel like he broke a record of, wasn't it 30-something songs all in a row that were just streaming all at once, top whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible. And I think, listen, right, I think anybody in their time in life, when it's your moment, you have got to...
They got him! $100!
Right, that was somebody's moment. They're like, I'm going to get Boomer right here.
Nailed it.
You got to double down on that. You got to just lean into it, take advantage of it, live in it, because who knows? You hope that the moment's here all the time, but sometimes it's not. So I say you've got to go all in on it, and I say bring 50 songs next time.
Especially nowadays, and I was wondering, because I just saw yesterday on social media, where, you know, obviously the movie industry, a lot of it's going to AI.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that, you know, the way that you could write a song now, I could write a song on AI if I wanted to.
Yes.
I would be worried that if I were a songwriter that all of a sudden I'm going to lose something that is so valuable to me, and that is my brain, the way that I write, the way that I sing for Chris. It's going to be great because it's all his.
Yeah.
And I would think that Morgan would probably feel the same way.
Without a doubt. That's what I think, too. And there's so many ideas. And here's the amazing thing about songwriters, and there's so many songs that we never even get to see. There's so many stories that they never get to tell because they just don't make the cut on the album or... You know, it's unbelievable what comes out of some of these songs. But like Chris Lane, you know, I think everyone knows too, you know, what's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse say? But there's a line in the song that says something like, I bought your favorite beer because you told me and I bought it. You know, like only in a country music song can you have that lyric, you know?
That is, you're tremendous. So, John, we appreciate you stopping by, all the work you've done for us with the show. It's been great. We give all our guests a parting gift, so I'm going to give you a cannoli fanny pack.
Oh, this is great.
There you go.
Cannoli fanny pack.
Minus the cannolis,
yeah.
Though.
We could actually put a real cannoli in there if you would like. You know, there you go. So you get real cannoli put in the fanny pack.
Was this by the key that you guys were just talking about moments ago?
Yeah, this is a Calandra's Bakery that's done an amazing job. Boomer and Geo Black and White Cookie, Calandra's Bakery
is great.
Over there. We love Calandra's. Yes.
John, we love you.
Thank you. And we love you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro. John, WCBS FM. All right, we'll get Jerry Recco up here. He's got a moment of the day. I think Jerry is still standing around. Yes, here. All right, Jerry. We'll switch off, and I'll take this time because I know at the end of this show I'm going to forget, but I do want to thank everybody that's working hard behind the scenes here. Tom Izzo, Anthony Gallo, Martin Travers, Steve Apria, Jess Clark, Emily Pierce, who else am I missing to back there? There's a million people, but guys have been doing an amazing job. Big Hurls, obviously.
Steve Apria.
I said Apria.
Oh, you did.
Big Hurls. Oh, I don't think he's doing much. I don't think he's just sort of standing around. He's just checking in every... No, of course, Ryan Hurley, our program director. Chichester over there. And then, of course, all our friends at CBS Sports Network, headlined by the great Stephen Waldron.
Who we have not had up here yet.
Yeah. I got a tidbit on him.
Oh, you do?
I did.
Yeah, I got a tidbit on him, too. Was it the same thing about reaching out to a guest?
No.
Oh, okay.
Had to do with...
And Sean Kennedy, by the way. Go ahead.
Passing up on going out to do something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard that, too. Yeah, yeah. He wanted... Yes.
I love the guy, but this is an odd one.
So, we go out, a few of us, night before, sales group, the, you know, different production people... And Stephen Waldron declined to go out last night because he wanted to take a bath in his hotel room.
So, Stephen Waldron, come on up here.
Well, while we're getting Stephen up here,
Stephen, come on up here.
You want to do your moment
come on
of the,
up here, Steve?
Because it's going to take him a while, probably. He doesn't want to come up. No.
He's going to come up.
All right, he's going to come up.
Yes.
Then we'll do a moment after that.
Yes, I will tell you, though, we are brought to you by Corona. Join the fan in Corona for a Game 4 watch party with Larry Johnson at Blue Haven South Tuesday night. So that is coming up. Moment of the day is coming up as well in just a moment or so.
Here's Stephen Waldron right behind you there, G.
Thank you. Stephen, hold on. Here's Stephen. You drinking today?
Sure.
All right.
She's giving up.
Not on the air.
Not on the air. We just have this off the air. Have this off the air.
We can't right do that.
Thank you to my buddy Brian Felice. Who's So, all right, Stephen, you didn't want to go out last night? You wanted to take a bath?
Yes.
In a hotel room?
Yes.
Was it a normal hotel room or was it a suite?
I think I had the biggest room in the place.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you
asked Sean because I had all the guys up to eat and they left a great mess there.
So you're a, you're a
anybody else jump in a bathtub with you?
Nope, just me.
Okay.
So you're a bath guy?
Well, no. I don't get the opportunity to do that.
Why not?
I don't have one.
That's a great answer.
So you just decided, screw it, I'm not going to go out with my friends.
Well, we had to be here extra early because we got nothing done yesterday because of all the rain and the wind. So I didn't want to go out late and be hungover or tired.
Very responsible.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, but the bath thing is weird, man. When's the last time you took a bath?
I know. Did you have a bubble bath?
No, but there are jets and I can't feel my feet right now because I feel great.
You know what? You're owning it, man, which is good.
Yes.
You don't usually own it. Usually a pass the buck guy.
Well, my buddy who told you he's going to own something else. Right?
Yeah. By the way, so Stephen comes up to me before. This is the classic Stephen Waldron. So he comes up. He goes, hey, I got some news. And I'm like, you got news about what? He's like, yeah, I got some news. I'm like, will you just stand in place? God damn it. Because I reached out to Timothy Chalamet's publicist. And Timothy Chalamet's publicist got back to me. And they said, no, he can't come on the show. I said, that's your news?
I tried to sugarcoat it as best I could.
That's your news? You don't tell me that, man. It's like just coming up and be like, hey, man, I failed.
No, they got back to me. And
they got back to me.
At least they said no.
You led with, I've got news.
I didn't say good or bad.
This man.
It's a very interesting way of delivering something.
Well, it's tough to. I think you want
credit for reaching out.
Yes.
Is what you want.
Yes. And getting a reply.
It's tough to surprise you guys.
This guy just hops out of his bath and comes here and tells me he can't get Timothy Chalamet on the show. What a life you live.
I've
carved out
there,
for yourself there.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good, Stephen. It's great to see you.
All right.
I think everything's
Thanks
good.
Thanks for coming,
everybody. Yeah, everything's good in your career. Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Everything's good in your career? There's nobody at CBS who's busting your balls or anything like that? No, everything. Okay. Just make it sure.
See ya.
Let's make it sure.
Good job.
We got to protect him, you know?
Yeah, that's the guy who spots his ball in the green and then walks away about 35 yards.
To go take a bath
or something.
He goes to the clubhouse to bathe, comes back and putts. All right, Jerry, you got some audio over there
So
for us?
Moment of the day you want, correct?
Yes.
I will tell you that there were a couple of good choices, but Larry from Indiana took the cake. And this starts as Boomer was looking him over and noticed tattoos on his body.
I see you got the University of Miami right here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to school there?
No.
Oh. Did you go to school at all?
Yeah.
No. Went up to the sixth grade.
Okay, nice. I love you, Larry. So man, you were trying to come last year, but unfortunately you had an issue and you had to turn around.
Yes, sir.
So you've been planning this for like over a year now to get up and do this. So what are you going to do after the show? Like what's happening here?
I'll find a titty bar somewhere.
Oh. Larry, I love you, man. I've never loved a man more than I love Larry from Indiana. Wow. You are living the life, aren't you?
No, try to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, I'm about like Jim.
Larry. So you didn't listen back to that.
I thought that was beeped out.
Well, it was not. So it went out over the air again. So that's a couple of those.
You know what? I did not expect him to say that. I mean,
oh, I did. I knew it was going to be that or something else.
Didn't expect it the second time.
Yeah, right. So, right. The first time I knew he was going to say something like strip club, and for Jerry to bring it back.
So in fairness, when I heard this live, I thought he said strip club.
Yeah.
You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Good job, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice,
yeah.
Nice work, yeah. All right. It's all good. I think, you know what? We wanted to relive that moment, and we did. All of it. Well, Jerry, we'll have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
DJ Scratch, you sick for this one. This one.
New York, we got. If you're from New York, stand up right now. If you're from New York, hands up right now.
For my New York Knicks. Gotta rep the city.
All right,
my
so
New York Knicks. Yeah,
this is a new Knicks anthem.
Holla if you with me.
From our own
New
DJ
Knicks.
Scratch at 94.7. Yes, the famous
Knicks.
DJ Scratch.
Let me hear your voice for my new
of 94.7 The Block.
Knicks.
And Busta Rhymes with a new Knicks. Knicks anthem out there. So all you Knicks fans. Especially the ones that remember the 90s when Busta Rhymes was at the top of the charts. Here you go. Go look that one up. As they put it out there, DJ Scratch and Busta Rhymes. We are live from DJs for a few more minutes here. We've got some things we got to clean up here. You know, that's what they say, you know, some loose ends to clean up.
Loose ends.
So congratulations to the Wendy's Cornhole Contest winners who we just met that came up here. Wild guys that call themselves Team Only Fans. Team Only Fans. They won. Where are those guys? Where are they? Over there somewhere. Nice work as it starts to drizzle just a little bit. We also have some flag and anthem here to throw. So and we have a football you need to throw too. All right, so here we go. Oh, that one sucked.
Ooh, that was weak.
That was terrible. That was weak.
No.
Just go ahead.
Spin it.
What?
You got to spin it.
It's like a cornhole bag.
Spin it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Spin one. Oh, yeah, there you go. I get it now. Yeah, you had a good time doing that. You spin another one.
You're good at it now.
Where's
Thank
that football?
So
you know
why?
You got it over there.
You got that wrist.
Hell yeah, I do.
All right, so this is a signed football. So everybody chill out, all right? No beating each other up for it. But this is a signed football. So, Boomer, you find a good one here.
Okay,
right, here he goes. If you drop it, you got to give it back.
That's fair.
If you drop it, you got to give it back, and we do it over again. This is honor system. You drop it, you give it back. Boomer's up at the front of the stage. He's wheeling it. Someone up there. Yeah! Does he work for us? Because he works for... Does that guy work for us?
Boo!
Wait a second. You threw it to the VIP tent? You can't throw it to the VIP tent. Who is that guy? We can't give it to someone who works for us.
Could be a VIP. I don't know.
Are you a sponsor or your employee?
Sponsor.
All right, then he can have
that
it.
That guy wanted to shotgun the beers with the VIP.
Oh, yeah, the guy who kissed us. We'll do that, too. Come on up.
I told him if he brought a sign, he could kiss you guys again.
Yeah, he can. He's allowed.
Oh, Jesus.
Just, here he comes. This is how we're going to end this monstrosity of a program.
A big, moist pucker.
Yeah. So, shotgun. we don't have... Is he supplying the alcohol? Or we could just... he is. Oh, my God. All right. This man last year, I had no recollection of this.
Look at those sneakers.
Oh, here he goes. Come on. These are probably your keys. This is probably the slime bowl who lost his Chrysler keys.
All right.
Get him. Oh, my God.
Oh, the things we do.
All right. So, so Gio, Boomer, Eddie, shotgun with me. Oh, Yingling, with a big sponsor. Eddie, we can never find Eddie, and I'm tired of looking for him.
Eddie is...
Right, we collaborated. I told them Yingling.
Oh, Yingling. Okay. We collaborated.
Eddie shows up when he wants you to take pictures with him.
Hello. Yeah, exactly. These are my friends who made the world.
No, don't grab the knife.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Al, you're going to do one too?
Hell yeah.
Al Dukes is doing a shotgun.
I think Al Dukes.
This is like when you go to the zoo and see the rhinos banging. It's like the rarest thing in the world. Holy hell. All right, we all doing it?
Oh, me too.
Someone's got to play by.
I got one
by...
for Eddie.
Someone's got to play by. Eddie's not around.
All right. I can't hold this.
You don't have to hold that.
All right, Eddie? Someone's got to talk.
No, someone's got to talk?
All right, here we go.
I'll talk. All right, here we go. Ready, guys?
He's not ready. All our guys are not ready.
Right.
Hold on. Here, you got to count it down, right?
In three,
Let's
two,
go Knicks, baby.
One, go! Yeah, he won. Al, how you doing over there? Al's is leaking all over the place.
Al's never shotgunned a beer.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
All right, now you got to do it, Jerry.
I got to do this? All right.
I got a little spillage.
I didn't know this was illegal.
I got a little spillage.
I had no idea.
To be quite honest. Oh, my God. Kick off the summer.
I'm on it.
2025.
Oh, he doesn't know how to do it either.
Oh, no, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. My God.
Jerry, you did it wrong.
Right. Look,
Jesus.
I got a lot in.
You have no idea how to do it?
I thought it was pretty good. Quite frankly,
hold the opening up.
Oh, whatever.
I spilled way too much. I thought I had.
I drank
it.
Way too much. I'm good. Fantastic.
We are old.
Yes, we are.
And we guys shouldn't be doing this. Oh my goodness! All right. Well,
I'm fine. Thank you.
Because you came up here again, you going to take care of this thing?
I'll give it to someone out there.
No.
You want me to take care of it?
I could. No. I want you to have it.
Okay.
But I want you to use it.
Yeah, I'll use it.
You gonna use it? use it properly?
Yeah.
Because this right here, what I'm handing you is a Chef IQ Sense.
Chef IQ Sense.
Yeah, and you can't be like you're a crazy person kissing everybody. This Chef IQ Sense, you got to make sure that you use it properly. You set up to your phone and you get perfect meats, okay?
Perfect meats.
You seem to like meat. You're kissing all these men.
Yeah.
All right? So here you go. Thank you for bringing the beers.
Yes.
All right? Thank you. That Chef IQ Sense. That's a special gift. Not everybody gets that. All right? It's a modern-day cooking thermometer. All right. Very good. Great to see you. Yeah, thanks for bringing a sign. We've got the best fans in the world.
I will meet you for lunch in about an hour.
All right, dude.
We're going to do a sports minute and then say goodbye right after this. We'll be right back. That's going to do it for us, I have to say. This is just an unbelievable day. It always is. And it's all because of you guys who support the show and WFAN. And the great thing about this is... you get Chris Lane now after us. So he's going to set up here. You get a live show at a country music superstar. So that is awesome. Last year you got Brandon Tierney singing a Mets song. This year you got you got Chris Lane performing. No, we love BT and Sour coming up next. They'll do some real sports talk for you. I know everybody's looking forward to that. But thank you, guys. Thank you, DJs. I gave all the thank yous before, all the people behind the scenes. Obviously, Jerry, Eddie, Al, you guys are great. We're going to do this again next year.
Yes.
And it's going to be this guy's last one. He's going to retire the next day. So we got to make it a big one. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you to the best fans in radio. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next year. We'll see you on Tuesday, I should say.
Tuesday. I'm taking Monday off.
And let's go Knicks.
Let's go Knicks.
As always, New York.
Stay classy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.